Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's what it's like when you own Amazon but buy your wife from Temu. If she looks this bad right now, then just imagine what's gonna happen to this single mother in another 10 years. You really think she's gonna stop with the surgeries? She's going to end up looking like Michael Jackson shortly. It's his life, but I think she intentionally broke up his marriage with Mackenzie, because she's a gold digger. Moving on, Yanis Varoufakis diagnoses the problem correctly of tech oligarchs having cloud capital and owning digital fiefdoms where they collect a toll or tax from their users and partners. But his remedy is wrong. We don't need communism. Communism requires a central bank and central control, and who are we supposed to give that to? Him. The guy that almost single-handedly took Greece down a decade ago now wants to tell the rest of the world how they should run their societies. Number three, maybe it's time to close the BBC because they're now releasing articles saying that PDF files need help and not condemnation. Anyone or any organization offering protection for them and promoting them should be put on a permanent watch list. It's worse than you think, though. The heads of the Labour government also say it's okay to smash a 10-year-old. Maybe it's time to treat PDF files that attack kids the way we treat dogs that do the same. Up next, this woman says that a group of guys at the gym are ignoring her, and it feels threatening, that they're treating her inhumanely. This is proof that you can win with women. If you look at them, they call you a creep. But if you don't look at them and give them attention, then you're being inhumane. Just work out at home, and this can all be avoided. If we make male-only spaces, those are considered sexist. The only men that win are the ones that are invisible, it seems. Number five, meanwhile in Alaska, they're suggesting bear Alcatraz for migrants. Surrounded by grizzly bears, of course. Kind of like alligator Alcatraz in Florida. Every state should have their own version of the most dangerous animal in the state surrounding the prison. Arizona needs a moat full of rattlesnakes, and the one in Wyoming should be surrounded by bison. Texas should also have longhorn cattle. That might be a bad idea, though, considering that some of the illegals might have experienced bullfighting. Moving on, remember, guys, that billionaires are not your friends. They probably aren't even each other's friends, but see each other's competition. The only two billionaires I like on here are Musk and Bezos. Gates wants to vax and turn us into vegans, and Zuck the cuck wants to spy on us through social media. Also, why is Elon wearing that ridiculous outfit? He looks like Val Kilmer after the cancer. Number seven, apparently all men just want a beautiful mid to call their own. Congratulations, King, because she looks like a keeper. But you better be careful out there, guys, because it's not this easy to spot if she has a Lonely Fools account or not. Mia Khalifa here went off on how evil the sex business was, and then she went back to OF, when she couldn't make money doing anything else. Being with her is like being with an old truck, hoping that the previous owners weren't too hard on it. Up next, remember, guys, that the world you grew up in no longer exists. You can thank private equity for bankrupting Toys R Us. If you live near the Canadian border, you can always drive up here and visit one of ours. We still have them, and they made it through the retail apocalypse. Another thing that's dying now are yard sales. There are only 20% as many today as there were 20 years ago. Zuck the Cuck killed them with the Facebook marketplace. Number 9 looks like some good news on the men going their own way front. Planned Parenthood is set to lose $1 billion and close 200 facilities. Looks like with women having less sex, they're also having less abortions. But I don't believe they're having less sex. I think they're having more with chads, and chads are either wrapping it up or getting vasectomies. Remember that over the last 80 years, women have aborted more babies than all the wars in humanity killed combined. Moving on, just so you know, this is how socialism and Marxism work for dummies. They bribe you with free stuff. It's usually your own stuff while they smash your schwing-schwang from behind. The government is the ultimate sugar daddy for weak-willed people. If socialism is so great, then name one country where it's been successful. I think I'll be waiting a very long time. Also, we know that nothing is free. The government always takes back what it gives and then some. Number 11 looks like it's the flop bin. Looks like the prices are still way too high even for Blu-rays. Looks like it's time to scrap them or keep lowering the prices. I remember back in the day there were gems hidden in there, like They Live and some of the Ernest movies. As for the film Solo, it deserves so much better, because it's a masterpiece compared to the rest of the Disney slop these days. All except Andor. That was amazing. But that'll never be in here. Up next, moving to socialism, here's your house under socialism versus your politician's house under the same system. Also, the house on the bottom looks like the average boomer house these days that they got in 1975 for some nickels and a box of blueberries. What's ridiculous is that people are trying to blame Trump for what's going on in blue cities. Are Marxists dumb enough to think that you'll fall for it when Gruesome Newsom and Karen Comrade Bass are responsible for this? Number 13, the Japanese have done it again, making a speech-jamming gun. It silences people by replaying their voice with a slight delay, confusing their brain and making it difficult to continue speaking. It's the perfect gift for every man this holiday season. What many men don't realize is that the normal boomstick will also make people stop talking as well. I think that these two would also shut most men's mouths too. Moving on, if you think that Bitcoin is just a passing fad, Elon Musk was asked if his America Party would embrace it. And he said yes, because fiat is hopeless. It was inevitable once he saw the endless government spending habits and money printing to fund it. He's been buying it and putting it on Tesla's and SpaceX's balance sheet for years now. And you know, he's probably just been buying it secretly for himself as well. All-time high incoming. Then a crash sometime later this year. Number 15, women always seem to think that doing the dishes and laundry is like pushing a boulder up the hill. How lazy do you have to be? We have dishwashers and washing machines to do 95% of the labor. All you have to do is load the machines. Then again, maybe they're upset because whenever they shower, they use 3 towels, and that would mean that the laundry builds up pretty quickly. It's the poor people without dishwashers and washing machines that I feel sorry for. Up next, who wants a time machine to go and meet some nice vintage 1960s young ladies? No tats, piercings, or green hair. The only thing you'll have to deal with is a lot of hair down there. There was also no twerking, obesity, and they were pretty polite. But it was a trap because all these women still went out and divorced their husbands later. Yes, they looked better, but the trap was still there. These women all seem to have gone through the sexual revolution. Number 17, here's LA traffic before and after the deportations. The picture on the right was taken on Monday, July 7th at 9:44 a.m. There are a few slowdowns here and there, but a lot less than your typical weekday morning. Looks like America's arterial roads are clogged with the cholesterol of brown people. The emergency rooms at hospitals, too. We'll really know what's going on when school starts up again and tourist season starts up, too. If less migrants make traffic better, then maybe the migrant issue could be reframed as a traffic one, and then things will get fixed. Moving on, Lord Miles says that the Falkland Islands still belong to Britain. Mattias says yes, but London doesn't. Oof, he got hit right in the teabags. Notice how even the Argentinian invader is calling it an invasion. Also, given these two pictures, where would you choose to live? The families of the white girls in the photo on the top need to be investigated for leaving them in a very unsafe environment, where there's a good chance they'll be raped or groomed by the Muhumids. Number 19, remember guys, that socialism is so awesome that you can see it from space. Socialists will ask what's wrong with Venezuela turning the streetlights out late at night. What they don't realize is that economic activity is directly tied to energy use. The irony is that Venezuela has one of the largest oil deposits in the world, and was the most prosperous country in South America before communism. Actually, this isn't even real as a photo, but this image from North Korea is. It's like their whole country has been turned into a giant squid game or something. Up next, Mexicans in Mexico are pissed off, because whites are coming in and gentrifying their neighborhoods, telling them, gringo, go home. But Americans have been mostly welcoming to Mexicans, the legal ones in America. Besides, there are only 2 million Americans living in Mexico, and Mexicans are losing their minds. Meanwhile, there are 37 million Hispanics from Mexico living in America. Oh, the irony of Mexicans demanding that Americans assimilate into their culture. I love the irony. Number 21, what's done more damage? The meteorite that ended the dinosaurs, or feminism? Definitely feminism. The Earth healed from that meteorite, but it's doubtful that it ever will from feminism. Also, at least the meteor gave us petroleum by turning the dinosaurs into diesel. Feminism has given us population collapse with 2 billion fetuses aborted and counting. But not to worry. Artificial womb sex bots and men having kids on their own will save civilization. Moving on, women complain about guys living like this and that we don't care. But what's wrong with this? Easy access to training all day and night. He could take things even further and get rid of the bed and hang a sleeping bag from the ceiling. Also, a real man doesn't have decorative pillows on his bed or a cat. This looks like it was set up by a feminist thinking that this is how guys live without women. You also know those buckets won't hold out for too much longer. Number 23, is it true that we need to shame communists because it's the worst thing that ever happened to humanity? I still don't know where they buried my great-grandfather when they ended him. As Frank Zappa once said, communism doesn't work because people like to own things. The only people that seem to be fine with it are those that already don't own anything themselves. That's why the most important way to keep communism as a way is to have a large, prosperous middle class. Up next, here's that look I got on my face when I see hordes of skilled immigrants flooding into the West getting jobs doing Uber, and in offices knowing full well that AI's revolution will soon make them unemployed, poor, and angry. That's usually when the communists come out in full force. We saw what happens when the Mexicans started rioting in LA, burning all the Waymos down. Uber is currently working with Waymo to replace all their human drivers. This won't end well. Maybe re-immigration will be the best for them. Number 25 and the last one, DC Comics could make billions of dollars just by putting Sydney Sweeney in this outfit as Power Girl. So why aren't they doing it? Probably because they're run by a bunch of feminists that don't want to give men what they want to see. But we won't have to wait for this much longer because soon AI is going to allow fans to make this into a real movie. And there won't be anything that DC Comics can do to stop it. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.